What's up, peeps?
Hey, you.
It's Megan.
And Brooks.
And we're the Sis.
Bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Duo.
Ah, that was a good one.
Nailed it. Yeah. I should take that clip and whenever we fuck it up, just take
Yeah, just replace it with that one.
Yeah, replace it with that one.
One good take we've had in months.
The literal only good take we've ever had.
The only one in months.
So, how you been?
Oh, I've been doing pretty good. Pretty good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Oh. Can't complain.
I guess, is that a thing we're going to do? Is we're going to start with, like, updates per podcast to let everyone know, like, how we're doing?
That's what we've been doing, but I think we spent a little too much time on it.
Yeah.
We don't get to the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, you know, to cut to the chase, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good. Oh. And me as well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like awkward acquaintances, like when they just kind of meet into the hallway, like, how you been? I've been good. How about you? I'm good.
You know, the worst time you can meet an acquaintance is at the grocery store because you keep passing them.
Oh, yeah, because you already say your goodbyes, but then you run into them again.
And you're like, ah.
And then you're like, hey, we just keep running into each other like this.
Then you do the awkward, are you following me?
Mm-hmm. And then after the third time, it's like, I'm not following you.
And then you secretly do follow them just to see what they're doing.
Yeah, because you're curious. You want to know what they're putting in that cart.
So, anything you want to talk about today?
Nothing in particular. I mean, aside from, like, you know, just the whole update, you know, me and the wife are still working things out. I'm still working out and losing weight. I'm still kind of plateauing, though. I'm, like, kind of fluctuating. So I did get down to my new record is 212.7 pounds.
Ah.
So I'm going to be fighting this week. We went grocery shopping today, and I'm going to be fighting this week to get under 210.
You can do it.
I'm going to try. Because I've already made the goal of I'm going to get down to about in between 200 and 195, and I'm going to switch up my diet for a bulk diet, and then I'm going to start really – like training and lifting heavier weights and trying to put on more muscle mass, and then I'm gonna switch back to a cut.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And what about you? What have you like been up to? Has stuff opened up? Stuff has opened up in North Carolina, has it?
I don't think so. I don't think it's supposed to start opening up until May.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard. Down here in South Carolina, they've opened stuff up from the quarantine though already. Like it was literally just 2 weeks, and then. Like, I think places are still following the guidelines, but it's not like, you know, the stay at home or whatever, like you can go out and do whatever now. But of course, a lot of places are still taking precautions. Like we went to, you know, the grocery store and stuff today. They still got the whole one-way aisles and 6 feet apart and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, from what I've heard, the governor is going to start opening things back up. So they have like a first wave and then a second wave, and I'm not sure what's included in the first wave, but I heard that wasn't until like May 9th.
Yeah.
And then the second wave is going to be like nail salons and hair salons and places where you're a lot closer. You have to be closer to people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no telling when those are going to get opened back up. So.
Well, especially down here too in South Carolina, since they're kind of like opening things up, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes, because it's going to take about two to three weeks, I would think, before they start seeing like any like spike in cases again.
Right.
Because of the whole, you know, coronavirus not showing any, or COVID-19 not really showing any symptoms about 2 weeks in.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've closed schools in North Carolina for the rest of the school year.
I did not know that.
Yes, they did. So the kids are not going back to school.
Ever.
Oh, <God. laughs> I mean, come August, if this is still going on, I just say, you know what? We just gotta deal with it. Everybody wear 3 masks.
Hazmats.
Yes.
Get oxygen tanks.
The kids out of my house. So, yeah.
Hmm. Are you doing like homeschooling?
Ugh.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I mean, sort of. Yeah. So the kids, their teachers send them what they need to do for the week, and then They join a Zoom meeting once a week, and so I can hear if they've been doing everything or if they're missing any work. And then if they need my help, I'll help them as needed. But the stuff that's getting sent to them is through like Google Classroom. So they watch a video or they have to read something and then they answer the questions. And then if it's math, something that they don't know, they'll watch a video of how to do it and do some practices and then work on their worksheets. But right now, everything, as long as they get their work done, they're going to pass. They're not like grading stuff. And as long as you can tell that they tried and didn't just write in stuff. So that's one thing. I ask the teachers if they're actually trying, and they say yes. Cooper has missed a few things, so I've had to like look over his shoulder to make sure he gets it done. And then I had their computer teacher call me in and were like, was like, I've been sitting at work for 2 weeks and Cooper and Henry haven't done any of it, but they didn't know where to look.
Yeah.
And they weren't checking their school email. And I was like, I gotta check your school email. What are you doing?
Wouldn't it be crazy though if like this was how things are gonna be moving forward?
Yeah.
Like just how, not just with school and how kids are doing schoolwork and stuff like that, but just everything in general. Like, I mean, if they can't really find something soon, like a vaccine or something like that, to where like, you know, even if you get it, because I mean, you're still gonna, even if they vaccinate you, you can still carry it on you.
Right.
And still like spread it around. But it like, I would think, like, I'm starting to think and really kind of worry, like, is this how things are going to be from now on?
I don't know. It's
like a possibility. Every once in a while, they're just going to shut everything down and quarantine to flatten the curve and then let everyone back out again. And then it's like, oh.
Who knows? Like, I don't know. I'm hoping they have a vaccine and that. But not everybody's going to get the vaccine because, you know, them anti-vaxxer people, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's the thing, though. Like I said, even if you get the vaccine, you could still get the coronavirus, or I don't know. Is it still coronavirus or COVID-19?
I think it's COVID-19 is a type of coronavirus. So people are just saying coronavirus. COVID-19 is the more specific name for it. And I even heard that COVID-19 is the actual disease you get from the coronavirus, which is called SARS-CoV-19 or something like that. It's confusing. I can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
They so just we just say the corona.
Yeah, the rona.
Yeah, the rona.
So, yeah, so, I mean, it just makes me think of, like, a possible, you know, future where this is, like, the future.
Yeah.
And they're going to be, I mean, luckily, I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of a good time period for something like this to happen. Because we do have the means of, like, telecommunicating and doing stuff online, all that good jazz. But still, I mean, it still sucks for, you know, for businesses and for everyone. But, you know, this could be just our way of life moving forward. Like just one day, everyone's going to be talking about how it was before the Rona. Before the Rona, we would be a lot closer right now. And like, oh, Grandpa, stay back, Grandpa. Stay over there.
Oh man. Okay. So I'm listening to you, but it's kind of really not because I'm looking at Twitter and this dude just deleted all of his tweets. Wow, what a dumb. I don't know what to say.
What
now.
A stupid head.
Yeah, total stupid head.
For you, those of you who don't know who are listening, Megan is currently in a Twitter war, which we also refer to now as a tour.
Yes, and since it's just against one guy, it's a tool.
Yep, a Twitter duel.
Yes,
when you challenge someone to a tool.
And I would say I won if he deleted his tweets.
Yeah. If he shut down everything and just kind of rock and rolled out, you won.
So, what are we going to talk about? I've had people tell me that their favorite episode has been the paranormal episode.
Really?
Yes. I know we're not prepared to talk paranormal, but I did want to bring something up paranormal-ish.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I know on our last on our paranormal episode, we talked about the different types of paranormal things like the Skinwalkers, mm-hmm. right? And the what's the W one that starts with a W?
The Wendigo.
The Wendigo. Mm-hmm. Watching Pet Sematary, I figured out those are Wendigos.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, I never thought of them because they don't refer to them as Wendigos in the movie.
Yep.
But that's what they are, right?
I'm pretty sure because I've seen it too. We went to theaters just to go see that one.
Yeah. And I mean, it's an evil spirit that takes the form of something else. And in this case, it is the dead animals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the dead child.
Yes, the dead child.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I mean, I like talking about that stuff because, one, I'm big into paranormal stuff. I've always talked about going on the ghost hunts, you know, ghost in the paranormal investigation in general. And we also talked about doing hunts for cryptozoology, like, or, you know, crypt, what do they call them, cryptoids?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cryptids. Yes.
Yeah. Cryptids. So just those type. And I've been watching a lot of, you ever see the show Monster Quest on the History Channel?
I've heard of it, but no, we just stream, and I wonder if I can stream the History Channel.
It's do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And it's a pretty good one. What they do is they'll take accounts and stories and people having encounters, and they'll send, you know, like a small group and stuff out there to investigate.
Ah.
And they'll go over, you know, they'll interview people and their run-ins with all these different creatures. And, I mean, they vary. There's even some episodes where they just talk about packs of wild dogs in, like, urban and city areas. That's, like, one episode. But then, like, majority of it is, like swamp monsters, Bigfoot. Apparently, we have our own version of the Loch Ness Monster here in the U.S.,
Oh, is it in the, like, the Michigan, the Great Lakes?
The Lake Champlain.
Champlain. Where's that at?
I don't know. Maybe where you said.
I've never heard of that one.
But they refer to him as Champ because of Lake Champlain.
Oh, I see. It is a natural freshwater lake in the states of Vermont and New York.
Mm-hmm. They say at one time that it was connected to the ocean, and when the ocean receded over time, that it cut it off from the ocean and turned to freshwater. So that's what the possibility is, that some type of prehistoric, you know, dinosaur-ish type of creature, you know, still survives in there.
Right.
But it always made me, like, you know, you watch these guys on Monster Quest and all these, like, paranormal investigations and stuff. And, like, I feel like, I know it's kind of maybe like a, like, dick issue, but I feel like, man, if I could do that, I'd do so much better. I'd find something.
Oh, yeah. I would get a picture of it. Like, take a selfie with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't even know I was there. I'd be, like, straight ninja mode. But, I would probably, you know, be in the same situation. But a lot of times, too, like, they get, like, overzealous over nothing. And I'm like, what? And I was like, that's nothing. They're like, look, listen, if you really listen to this audio, you can hear them say my name. I hear, hey, and they're like, oh, you hear that? And I'm like, what? I didn't hear it. What? No, I didn't hear that.
I'm pretty sure that was the wind.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just something like that. And I feel like I wouldn't get so excited over little things like that. Like, I would, you know, approach it more of, instead of trying to prove something, like, I'm going to try and get definitive proof. And then if I get something little like that, I'm like, that could be nothing, you know?
Right, right.
I wouldn't get all, you know, up in arms over just a little, like, where it sounds like someone just breathed into the microphone.
Mm-hmm. I would get, like, I don't know, what kind of evidence could you get other than, like, a picture of it? A track of some sort?
Well, there's also tracks, but then there's also discounting of tracks. Like, a lot of times too, they show, like, these on Monster Hunter as well, episode, they put, like, a camera over, they did, like, some man-made tracks and then watched a time lapse of how the tracks kind of deformed over time and through weather. So sometimes tracks can start off as something and then look like something else. But I would think specifically the one I would think be thinking about would be the great white monkey bat.
Great.
And for the great white monkey bat, I don't think he would have too many tracks. I mean, when I saw him, he was on the ground, but
yeah,
you know, he's
we don't know what his feet look like either, so it's hard to tell what a track would even what it could be, you know.
And we know the time period in which to try and look for him.
Right.
But I mean, it'd be difficult. Like, we have no way of baiting it. We don't know how to bait it. We don't know what to bait it with. All we have is a time period and a pretty big area of country to try and set up in.
Yes. And what we were driving at the time, which I don't think that has any effect whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe.
It's possible. We were driving at the time too, but we ran up on it though.
Yeah.
I would think the idea would be that we would have to get like thermal imaging cameras, night vision, and try to get video evidence of this.
We need somebody to fund this.
We do. We need an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
An eccentric. It has to be an eccentric entrepreneur in order to do this.
Yes. Somebody that has a lot of money. I mean, that's, you know... That's a given. What else would they wear?
Yeah, I mean, if you show up and you want to fund it, you're not wearing an ascot, I'm not going to believe you.
No. Maybe like, you ain't got that money.
Yeah. You ain't rich.
What's this, a tie?
Get out of here, hobo. He's like, I'm Bill Gates. Get out of here.
Nah, whatever. You don't look like no Bill Gates.
And preferably he would want to go on the adventure with us. And that'd be his stipulation for funding us. It's like, but I want to be there. I'm like, okay. All right. I might be going all movie-esque on this one. Mm-hmm. I might be coming up with a movie theme. But yes, we do need like funding.
Right, yeah.
Because how long would we have to stay out there to try and get this evidence? Like, I'm thinking like camping for an extended period of time trying to hunt this thing down.
Oh, that's a good... I'd have to take like a leave of absence from... everything I'm doing in my work life now. I guess I could bring my computer and do some work if I need to, because I have hotspot on my phone. So that's not
The area we'd be in, that's a scary thing. The area we're going to be in is known for not having the best reception.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think once
again, and we don't want to take like breaks where I go and do some computer work while you're by yourself.
Yeah, I'm out there alone with my camera rig. I'm so scared right now.
Oh, what if we get lost and then years later somebody finds our camera footage?
Oh my god,
that's a good idea for a new movie.
There we go. The Monkey Bat Experience.
Yeah. But then you just see us getting like carried off like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
They're like picks us off one by one. Oh man. See, this fits in with the eccentric entrepreneur who wears the ascot who wants to tag along.
Mm-hmm. And wants to also pay for a bodyguard. Because we're weenies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how well that's going to work, us being weenies and hunting the great white monkey bat.
I think we can do it. I think our curiosity and our determination to prove what we have already seen and experienced will guide us.
Yeah. And we can totally turn it into like a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We can interview people around and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I mean, we can just, I'm sure we can ask around and people who have seen it will probably know of other people who are like, hey, I've seen it too. So that would lead us to more people to do interviews with and you know, find out their encounters. Once again, we can use that information to try and narrow down a time frame and maybe certain areas. Like we'll do the whole like busting out the map and putting in pins of like areas that has been spotted in.
And figure out what the other people that we interview, what they think it might be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like get their opinion.
Get their opinion. That way we have lots of different theories that we could explore.
True.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause we're going in it with an open mind of, you know, we've seen it, but we still don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah. We have our theories. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to know that people all over the country and probably the world have seen something similar to it, I mean, it just makes me want to figure out the truth even more, you know?
I think there was actually an episode I watched of that Monster Quest. I can't remember where it was at, but they swear up and down that they've seen pterodactyls. And that there was a story of one flying down and picking up a man from a village.
Yeah.
Picking him up, trying to fly off with him, and it slipped, and he dropped and either got knocked out or died from the fall. And it came back down, picked him up, took him up to the tree, and started eating him in the tree in front of the other villagers.
Right.
And that's like that's not just a swing by and pick up and carry off kind of story. I was like, oh shit, that's kind of that sounds a little more legit.
Well, so the thing was eating what again?
Eating the villager?
Was it eating a villager?
It was eating a villager. Swooped down, picked up a villager, dropped him, and the impact, the fall, either knocked him out or killed him. Uh-huh. But it came back down, picked up his lifeless body, flew up to the top of a tree, and started eating him at the top of the tree in front of the other villagers.
And we want to go find this thing.
Well, I mean, that's what they think is like the pterodactyl stuff.
Right, right, right.
I mean, great white monkey bat, from what I saw, is still pretty large and could probably do some damage. But there are, you know, power in numbers. And we would have, you know, the eccentric millionaire to help us with gadgets and stuff to help protect us.
And guns.
I was thinking like there's like cannons that shoot like the nets.
Oh yeah. I've got like the balls on the end that like
it gets tangled up in it.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna like I mean, I don't know about you, but I was like thinking of legit capturing this thing.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. We would turn into ascot wearing millionaires.
We would. We'd all be wearing ascots. Ascots for everyone.
Well, we would have to take our picture with it.
Yeah, we'd all be wearing ascots for our picture.
We'll put an ascot on the great white monkey back.
And then we'd take it to like New York or something like that, where we'd put it in like a show and get people to pay for it to come and see the Great White Monkey Bat. But then it'd get loose and go to the top of the Empire State Building.
Yes, while it's holding a woman.
Yeah.
Clantily. Yeah. Is that what, how you say clantily?
No, I think it's clampity.
No. Clampity dress?
No, I don't think that's it at all. Clampity, like Jed Clampity.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's exactly
Is it scantily clad? Is that what you're looking at?
Scantily clad, right? Not candily. Oh my god, what was that thing?
Clantily scad.
That is clantily scad. Scantily clad. What the hell? What does that even mean? Clad.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Clantily's clad.
You got to. Yeah. You gotta have those kind of women around.
Yeah, you have to. They're part of the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh gosh, this is totally off subject, but Kevin was listening to the podcast and he had to take one of his coworkers to use the bathroom. And his coworker said, "Hey, that girl on there sounds really hot." And Kevin was like, "That's my wife." I was like, "Did that really happen?" Because the only thing I've ever heard about my voice is that I sound like a 12-year-old boy. So you might want to keep a check on this guy you work with.
Oh, God.
Okay. Right.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, so we're hunting the great white monkey bat. We want to take some weeks off so that it gives us ample time.
Yeah, we would turn it into an actual like camping trip / I wouldn't call it an excavation, but what would you call that? Excavating is like, I think, like digging.
Well, I guess we would call it
an adventure.
Hunting, but not killing, like a catch and release, but not release.
Yeah, so just like catch.
Yeah, catch. A catch, no release.
Yeah, catch, no release. We're keeping that great monkey bat.
Yeah.
But also, if anything, trying to capture, you know, video footage of it. Because we don't know what we're dealing with. And if anything, hopefully, even if we don't turn up anything footage-wise or capturing it, you know, maybe we can at least learn more about it.
Right.
which could help to lead to more information and find ways to hunt this thing down and have proof of it. Because it's out there. There's some weird stuff out there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to go on this, you know, what do you say, like a couple weeks? Or just a week for the camping trip?
I would say at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think a couple weeks would be good too, because one, the camping itself would be nice because we'd be just out there and, you know, hunting this thing and doing all different tactics to try and capture footage, lure it in, you know, anything of that nature. But then, yeah, we can turn it to this whole big adventure where we go out there and try and find this thing.
Right. We can do it. I think if we had the funds and the means, I really believe that we would come back with some kind of evidence, if not the thing itself.
Maybe we should put like an ad out for like, have you seen something weird? Do you wear an ascot? Then maybe you should.
We want to talk to you.
We want to talk to you.
Oh, somebody listening is going to be like, wait a minute. I've got money. I've got an ascot.
I'm wearing an ascot.
Must be me.
You just got a Last Mohican on us.
I totally did. Daddy used to love that.
We used to ask him to do it all the time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Because he would do the must be me. Must be me. Oh, man.
But yeah, so that's what we need to do is we need to, I think, what we'd probably have to do is we'd have to come up with the whole game plan as far as, you know, what we're going to do, how we're going about doing it. That way we can pitch it to someone. Someone could be like, hey, you know, this sounds like a great idea. This will at least make a really great documentary. In fact, we probably should try and, I mean, I don't know how you get a hold of people who might have evidence or have had encounters other than us and your friend. Hmm. Like, how do we even get the word out there?
Well, anybody listening, if you have seen this being in the North Carolina, Virginia area, leave us a message. Even if you aren't in the area.
And you've seen something weird.
Right. Because, I mean, we've got this millionaire guy that's out there somewhere that's going to fund this. So maybe we can travel. Maybe we can go to different parts of the country and interviewing those people that have seen it.
Yeah.
And spending like a day or two looking around where they saw it at. Make this a cross nation hunt.
Hell, we probably go worldwide.
Monkey bat worldwide.
Monkey bat worldwide. Well, I mean, probably not right now with the whole coronavirus thing, but still. Maybe we can still at least do a camping trip and get the equipment and stuff we need. All that good jazz.
Right.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good plan. I mean, ghost hunting also. I mean, because I just, that's more for just experience. I just want to try that and see if I can have my own experience and find my own evidence, mainly to convince myself. Because like I said, I'm on the fence. I'm just kind of one way or the other. Like, no.
Right, yeah.
But that would be just a fun experience in general. Whereas the great white monkey bat hunt, that would be more of trying to find a proof for everyone else to be like, you know, hey, I saw this. I know there's something weird out here and I'm going to find it and prove it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I did some more.
And then we'll have to do a nationwide interview thing where we go to the different radios and TV shows and late night shows to be interviewed.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd bring the great white monkey bat out at the end.
We would. Mm-hmm. We would wear those things where it could like fly out and then like perch on us.
You know, like the big gloves.
Yeah.
We had to wear it like across our whole arm because it's so huge.
We would have to like hold hands so that we
had to brace each other.
That's how we can like
name it.
It.
Mm-hmm. I'd want to name it Cheddar.
Cheddar. I was gonna say Paul. I don't know.
Oh, why. Paul.
Yeah.
Paul Cheddar.
Paul Cheddar.
But yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Except for probably the part where it's going to perch on us.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Maybe we can train it.
Maybe
we could ride it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind riding a great white monkey, man.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
We would have to get a special saddle made.
Well, yeah. Nah, I just bareback it.
Oh, God.
You know, all natural.
Oh, I'm thinking about this. It's okay. So this thing, like, stands up like a man, right? So you would be, like, piggyback riding it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, the saddle would have to be the equivalent of, like, a backpack or, like, one of those things that people carry infants in. So that I can stay on its back.
A Brooks carrier.
Yeah, I wouldn't even like be holding on to it. I'd just be like my arms and legs would be just dangling.
I can see it like you on its chest.
Yeah. I'd probably be asleep.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah, I wake up, I'm like, Paul Cheddar, where are we? Where'd you take us?
God.
Take one nap.
We're in Chicago. And then people are reporting sightings of seeing a flying kangaroo.
Flying kangaroo. With a baby bearded man in his pouch.
He looked like he was sleeping.
I mean, he looked pretty relaxed. He was out cold. His arms and legs are just dangling.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's funny how we get to stuff like that. When we start talking about seriously, like going out, yeah, we're going to hunt this thing down and find it. Next thing you know, I'm already strapped to this thing, sleeping and ending up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
we just make those leaps and bounds of how things are going to end up.
I say Chicago because I've heard of sightings in Chicago. So it can only be assumed that he's traveling there.
I think I've heard about that too. Isn't that like, I mean, they think it's Mothman sightings in Chicago?
Yeah, they do.
Like he perches up on top of like buildings or even on top of like lampposts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that'd be interesting. I really wish we could have, I wish I could have seen this thing's face. It was just so, like, I still remember it so vividly. Because, I mean, it did stand upright, but its arms went all the way to the ground. So it was technically still on all fours.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think a planned exhibition. No, that's not it. That's, like, more sports thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to call it the adventure. It would go on an adventure to find this thing, get video evidence, either video or photos, tracks, something. There's got to be something out there.
We're going on a monkey back hunt. Don't think we don't know how to weed them out.
And so far, the only thing we know that's been in common with these encounters is that we've all been in vehicles when we came across it.
That's true. Do we sleep in our car?
I don't know. Did we just drive around the forest? Mm-hmm. Going yelling out the window, I hope we don't get attacked by a grow up monkey bat.
Or caw, caw, tookie,
tookie. Caw, tookie, tookie. I mean, we need probably some bright lights because I think it's the lights. The one we saw, though, the one we came across, like I said, seemed more scared, wasn't, you know, attacking the vehicle, wasn't off somewhere else, and then, you know, approached the vehicle, we startled it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think had we just been walking down the road, we honestly probably would not have seen that. With it being dark, and as dark as it gets out there in the country, we would not have seen that until we were right up on it.
Right.
Because even with the headlights hitting it, it just, it did not seem to reflect like how white it was. Like it was white, but it was just a very dull, like almost like its fur was absorbing the light. And I remember that specifically. It just, it didn't seem like this very bright white.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And that's kind of how I noticed it as well. But for me, it like swooped down and scratched the top of the SUV and then came back up and swooped around and started following us. And for those who haven't listened to the paranormal episode, I think you should. I think it's number 2. I'm not sure. I'll have to look. But it's one of our early episodes. So please go back and listen to that if you're kind of lost. Like, what the fuck is the gray, yeah,
gray white monkey bat? Kangaroo pouch man. What?
So go listen to that podcast and you'll get the background info on both of our sightings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I was saying is it scratched the top and then came back around as if it was protecting a nest of some sort, maybe.
Very or defensive. Young.
Yes.
I think that's what we also talked about that in the podcast, is that mm-hmm. how some birds will attack things that get close. Even though they're not, you know, posing a threat, they don't like them being that close to the nest.
Right.
So they'll get defensive and birds will still even attack, you know, people to get them away from that nested area.
Yeah.
So that is kind of what it sounds like, is that maybe you got too close and it was acting defensively. Now we still have to approach this as if, you know, when we go out there in the woods to try and find this thing, we still have to assume the worst, that it is hostile, that it will attack us. Just for safety reasons. You know, we can't, you know, can't spot it and be like, oh, look, there it is, the great white monkey bat. Come here, little fella. We're not going to hurt you. And then get, like, our face ripped off or something. Because I like my face.
I like my face, too.
Yeah.
It's where my nose lives.
Yeah. Like you did that.
Yeah, you see what I did, right?
No, that was a classic one.
Yeah.
Don't rip off my arms. That's where my hands live.
Oh, I was singing. Do you remember the, hey, baby, I got a present for you, baby. Do you remember that? The Brag Show, that song?
I used to
have it on CD. Not very big, and it's not tiny. Down, deeter, deeter, down. I got you a present. Okay. It's a plant. Down, duh, duh.
Oh, I remember I got you into that show. At first you thought that stuff was so weird.
I
was like, do you remember what I told you?
Just watch it.
I was like, just watch it and don't even try and think about it or figure it out.
Because I was like, wait a minute, his mom and his dad. Okay, what? And you're like, no, no, no.
No, no.
Don't question it. Yeah. That and Aqua Teen.
Yeah, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I was like, really? A fry and a milkshake and a meat bod? You're like, just come on, don't think about it.
don't think about it, just watch it.
And that's where we get the Blair Witch is here.
The Blair Witch is here.
I quote those shows all the time. And
yeah, I do too.
Kevin knows nothing of them. Mm. Yeah.
I'm trying to also think of, too, like I said, a lot of times I put that Monster Quest show on in the background, you know, just to have some background noise, but then I end up kind of watching it. And there's like all kinds of great stuff that just make you think of what else can be out there. I mean, if you think about really this whole, you know, coronavirus, the Rona, COVID-19, you know, this was right now that, you know, they believe that it's supposed to be from someone eating a bat that was infected with something, and that they're saying that there's just parts of the world we haven't encountered yet and stuff that, you know, it would cause this whole like big outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you really think of like what else could be out there. You know, what if we capture a great white monkey bat and he's got some weird, even weirder disease?
Right. There's so many possibilities. We have to research this.
Yeah.
So we have to do the prep work before we go out and see. Just the things that are online, and then the prep work in the field of interviewing people and just asking around.
Yeah. We have to do all any and all research possible before we actually head out into the field.
I think if you have a camera, people are going to want to be interviewed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we'd probably have to look real legit. Like, we probably don't even have to work. We just have a camera. We have someone stand there with a boom mic and a headset on.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't even have to work, okay? If they see a third person there with a boom mic and a headset on, then they'll be like, oh, shit, this is legit. And then, like, he'll just hold the boom mic over the person being interviewed, and then we'll just be like, sound check, and then he'd be like, give a thumbs up, and we're like, all right, we're good. But it doesn't even have to actually work.
Right.
He's there for show. Of course, you know, if our millionaire wants to, or billionaire, like, I don't want to limit our, you know, our supporters, you know, our investors, really, in this great investment opportunity. I mean, it could be millionaires or billionaires, you know, multiple people who want to get in on this. This could be like a whole, maybe we should start one of those crowdfunding things. What is the crowdfunding things?
Oh, yeah, like Kickstarter?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should start a Kickstarter that says, hey, fund the Great White Monkey Bat Hut.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a good avenue.
Mm-hmm. A little crowdfunding there. And we depict our, you know, our encounters, and that we're going to document it. But we need, you know, we need the camera and audio equipment, and people to pay people to operate them, because we're going to be out there for a couple weeks.
We need people that aren't weenies.
Yeah, who are anti-weenie.
And if anybody wants to volunteer and you've got the camera equipment and stuff, hey. Let us know.
Yeah, maybe if anything, we can find a producer. Like, hey, I want to produce this. I want to produce this documentary about the Great White Monkey Bat.
I think it would be a hit.
I think so. Probably on Netflix. Probably bigger than Tiger King.
Oh, so much bigger than Tiger King.
Yeah. Like, after people watch the Great White Monkey Bat Hunt, they'd be like, Tiger who?
Right.
Because then it'd be all about us. And I feel like I'm circling back around to just wanting to be famous.
Okay. So anybody out there, just let us know. Contact us. In the description of this podcast episode, click leave a message, and you can leave us a voice message. Give us your contact information so we can, you know, contact you back. But yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a good way to start, is maybe bring some people on the podcast and interviewing them.
Ah, that's a good idea. Maybe we should put some feelers out.
So, and also with our listener base that we have right now, spread the word.
Yes.
You know, tell your people, ask your family and friends, be like, hey, have you guys ever seen, because that's where it starts, is like, have you ever seen anything weird?
Yeah.
And when they're like, what do you mean? It's like, you know, anything
out of just, ordinary.
Yeah, out there. Like, you know, to let them know you've been listening to this podcast where, you know, this brother and sister have seen what they call the Great White Monkey Bat. And then if they gasp, they go, oh, then you're like, oh, you've seen it. So on this one, are we doing a full episode, or is this going to be a partial one?
You know what? Let's take a break.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. We're back.
And we're back.
That was a lovely break.
I could not put it better myself. A lovely break. All right, so also back onto like the more like paranormal stuff, because like I love talking about paranormal stuff. I love talking about just weird stuff in general.
I do too. Just head scratchers. That's what it's called on another podcast that I listen to. When it doesn't fall into like the ghost category, the spirit category, the cryptid category, something that just makes you go, huh? Like portals and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've also seen some stuff too on, have you ever seen or heard of anything about just floating humanoid figures? Like they have no wings. They're not like gliding or flapping or anything like that. They're just kind of floating around.
That sounds creepy. I've never seen anything like that.
This is more of like along the lines with from all the different sightings from and all the video footage they have, like they, I think you might have seen one. One of them looks almost like a witch. Like it's just kind of like moving from like left to right, and it's no wings or anything like that.
Oh, it's like
just
flowy.
Yeah, almost flowy.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I've seen things like that. I don't know if it was real, but.
And some people think they might be just drones with stuff attached to them. But with how high these things up are, like they even had to be like pretty big, heavy duty drones.
Yeah.
Because the drones that people use, like cameras and stuff, like there's no way they go up that high. They'd be, you know, thrown around by the wind too hardcore.
Right. Yeah. And plus, I mean, the remote control distance, it has to be a limit to it, right?
That's true too. There'd be a range on it.
Yeah, exactly. I need to look up some of this stuff.
But oh god, yeah, that stuff. I've seen some footage of that. There was one I saw where the guy started recording. A lot of times, like you see these things, and they're just kind of sitting there in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start kind of just moving from like one side to another. One of the ones I actually watched, like that was being recorded, you know, there was nothing around it. It was just out there in open air. And they tried to disprove it by tying a bunch of like, they're doing experiments and stuff. They tied a bunch of balloons together, put trash bags over it and released it to see if they can kind of mimic it. It looked okay, but there was no way. Like when you look at the footage, you can tell that this is not just a clump of balloons with trash bags over it.
I got to look at some of this footage. I feel like we should have a separate paranormal podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be down for that.
Mm-hmm. So like when we record, we could do the CISPRO show, our comedy uplifting, and then we get paranormal freaky.
Then we get creepy.
Yeah, there we go.
Freaky creepy? Or creepy freaky?
Creepy.
Creaky?
Creaky.
We get creaky in here.
Creaky.
Yeah, that's how we start the podcast. Let's get creaky. Yeah, and then when people ask, like, why is it creaky? It's like, because it's creepy and freaky put together. It's creaky. Hashtag creaky.
Hashtag creaky. We got to come up with what we're going to name it. Hey, if anybody's listening and you got some ideas for our podcast, paranormal podcast, yeah, let us know what you think we should call it.
Yeah, what do you think our paranormal podcast should be?
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee, obviously. Obviously pee-pee.
Jim Harold's is campfire.
Yeah.
That's a good one, I think.
Oh.
Could we be like a bonfire? Just kidding, Jim.
What, torchlight?
Torchlight. Tiki torch. No. Tiki torch.
That sounds spooky.
Super spooky.
Yeah.
All right, that's something we'll have to think about. And yeah, we can, you know, document our whole great white monkey bat excavation. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The excavation. I wonder also, I mean, you would think as well with all the dinosaurs and even with mammals during the Ice Age that, you know, fossils and stuff that scientists have found, have there been any accounts of like large, like very large bats, you know?
Yeah, there have been like sightings of huge bats, because I think I sent you links whenever we first did the paranormal podcast episode, and I was looking into, and Henry like found some stuff too. And there were like prehistoric bats that were just huge. And we thought maybe they made it with the monkey or something. But we say we put monkey in there, but it's really just because it's upright, like in, you know, whatever it's called, that ape that we, what is it called? You know what I'm talking about?
No, what are you talking about?
Like the humans are part of the
primate?
Primate, there you go. Yeah, because it's primate-ish, but it might not be. You know what I mean?
Well,
again, just, we don't know. This is just
this is what we've been saying with the information we have.
Right.
Because I mean, these from what we've seen, like this thing is big. This thing is huge. Yeah, this isn't like when I was watching that thing about they're talking about spottings of like pterodactyls. They thought that maybe fox bats are indigenous to that area. And I don't know if you've ever seen a fox bat before, but they're, I think they're like they're supposed to be like the biggest bats, our type of breed of bats alive. And they can get pretty big. Like I think their wingspan can get up to like 6 feet. But what I saw wasn't just a 6 foot wingspan, like a large flying, you know, mammal. Like this thing was taller than me. So I don't think if we even if I saw a large fox bat, I would be able to be like look at it and say, no, that's not what I saw. And the fact that it's white.
Creepy, right?
Yeah, that every you know, mine, yours, and your friends' encounters has it is white. You know, it's not brown, not black. There's no variation in the color from what we saw. It's always white. But why? Isn't there like a reason some type of animals or mammals have certain colorations?
Yeah, so it's like an albinism or something like that. Yeah. I even seen a video of a white killer whale that was spotted. And it wasn't an albino because they said close up it's gray and it's missing a pigmentation. So it's a pigmentation disorder instead of albinism, which I'm not really sure what that is and what the difference, but there's different reasons why things could be white. And if you, the way that you describe it is it was like a grayish color, like it didn't really reflect the light, then maybe it's that pigmentation thing, you know? And since maybe that's what happened, it was some kind of mutation. And not only did it cause it to be that color, but maybe it caused it to be extra large too. And it's just like breeding with, I don't know. I don't know what it could be breeding with.
Cows.
Oh God.
Well, no, I feel like there might be an evolutionary reasoning behind it. Like, I feel like the fur is the way it is and non-reflective is so that it can be stealthier when it hunts its prey or when hiding from predators. Mm-hmm. Is that even in the moonlight, it's not very reflective. It blends a lot better. Even when light hits it, it's not going to like immediately give away its position. So I feel like this, it's possible. Once again, this is all speculation. I just feel like it's possible that it's an evolutionary thing to help it hide better. So I think there is a purpose behind the non-reflective fur. Or maybe there's no purpose behind it. Maybe it's just like, you know, a dirty animal that its fur is just so dirty it just doesn't reflect very well. But I mean, it looked pretty slick from what we saw when we passed it, and it was scared, like it was shaking.
Right. Yeah.
You know? I don't know if you ever seen like if you ever had a dog who was scared of like thunderstorms and like storm came through and it was just trembling.
Mm-hmm.
Like full on, that's what it was doing when we passed it on the road. It was just trembling, which made it just that much more creepier, in my opinion.
Right.
Because there's also a possibility that it wasn't scared. Maybe it was just about to, like, fucking Hulk out. I don't know.
Or maybe it was, like, a gremlin and was, like...
Bright light, bright light.
or little great white monkey bats was about to pop out of it.
Oh, God. Like, that's how it reproduces his headlights.
It could be. Yeah. It could be.
Maybe that's why that one attacked you, because it already had a bunch of babies and didn't want no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, get out here with them headlights, them birth-giving headlights. So I think a hunt, a camping trip to hunt this thing down. Because ever since I've seen it, that's what I've wanted to do. I wanted to go out there and find it again.
Right.
You know, you hear a lot of stories, too, about people who get into paranormal investigation or, you know, hunting cryptids, is that they have an experience and they're driven by their curiosity and wanting to know more about it and wanting to prove to others. But, I mean, like, me personally, I feel like I don't really have, like, too much to prove. I just want to find out more about it. Like, it's probably more my curiosity than anything that drives me to want to do this. Same with ghost hunting. I want to do ghost hunting because I'm driven by my curiosity. I want to have an experience where I can look at something and be like, oh, wow, ghosts are real. Or I can look someone in the eye and be like, ghosts are real. Let me tell you why.
Exactly. Like, in my experience, I feel like it's real, you know, because of what I've experienced personally. But it's hard to convince somebody of something just by what you personally experienced. You know, yeah. You have to have those experiences yourself. Because there's no science behind it. But science can't explain everything. I've come to that realization, you know?
Yeah. I feel like even with the stories we talked about, like I said, you know, with certain things, it's weird how certain things line up with all the paranormal stuff we've talked about on our podcast. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me personally, it still wasn't definitive enough for me because I was little, you know, I was a kid.
Right.
Like, I have these memories and stuff, but I was a stupid little kid.
I know. And I thought of things that could have been a dream, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe at some point, maybe we did, someone told someone about a singing woman in the bathtub at night. And that led us to all believe that and have our own, like, nightmares or experiences with it. And then we just didn't remember it until, like, later on in life.
It's a possibility, but I can, like, really remember it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I remember the scary parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what still keeps me on the fence, is, like I said, is I was, you know, a dumb little kid.
Right.
But as an adult now, if I were to have an experience like that now, then that'd be like, you know, oh, shit, goes for real. Let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't even know if I'd be like, let's get out of here. I'd probably be like, let's go get a picture of that ghost.
Yeah. Let's get him.
Yeah. I'm going to get my net and throw it over him. So, yeah. So, I still want to do the paranormal investigation. I want to do the ghost hunt. I want to go on the camping trip and find evidence, if not find the actual great white monkey bat. What else? Probably Bigfoot hunts. I mean, what if we went out there to find the great white monkey bat and we came across Bigfoot?
Oh, my God. Yeah. What if we found Bigfoot and they were friends with the great white monkey bat and they were, like, hanging out?
Oh, God. With Swamp Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they knew each other? Well, that's also a theory with Bigfoot itself, is that Bigfoot is, like, interdimensional. That these creatures in general, that the reason we can't find evidence of them is because they pass through dimensions. Same with Skinwalker Ranch, is that, you know, these portals open up, they come through, they pass through almost like they're hot spots, and then back into another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe these are prehistoric creatures and the portals or whatever they're coming through are just overlapping time periods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, great white monkey bat is a prehistoric giant bat. Bigfoot is a large, you know, primate.
Right.
But I mean, some of these, I think some of these encounters that you hear about get like physical, like there's like, you know, like touching. Like, have you heard about the Wolf Man?
Oh God. I've seen the movie.
Well, I mean, just in general, this was, I think this also kind of falls in with, I don't know if it's like skinwalkers, because skinwalkers are more like, they like dogs or coyotes that walk, can stand up and walk on their hind legs. But the Wolfman is a large, almost Bigfoot-esque wolf that walks on his hind legs and has, you know, is a wolf, has a wolf head, very dog-like features on the head, but like a man torso, but long arms with long claws. So it's a full-on, like, upright walking wolf. And I listened to an account one time about a man who was going down the road. It was late at night, and he was in his truck. And he stops, and in the road is a deer that had got hit by a car. So he figured he'd do the right thing. He went ahead and got the deer and put it in the back of the truck. And he got back in his truck, and he felt his truck move a little bit. He thought it was just from like a strong wind, a gust of wind. But then he felt it move again and even harder. And when he looked in his rearview mirror, he could see this giant wolf man kind of almost climbing into the bed of his truck, but going after the deer carcass that he just put in the back of his truck. And he panicked and took off. And that wolf thing was able to grab a hold of that deer and drag that deer off the bed as he pulled away.
Ooh, creepy.
Yeah.
Creaky.
Creaky.
I don't think I would want to go looking for that thing. You know?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'd probably be like, it's either out there or it's not, but yeah. I ain't going to find out.
Well, I mean, that's also the same thing that can be said about Bigfoot. Bigfoot itself is pretty scary, and you hear a lot of times too. There's one documentary in general I watched. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like more of a Yeti. It was kind of in like a snowy area. But a group of young, like college kids or something like that, went missing. And when they found them, like, they were tore up. Like, it looks like they had come across their campsite, and like their tent had been cut open, but it looked like it had been cut open from the inside, and they ran out.
Oh.
And when they started finding the bodies, like tracking down the different bodies, it was like they would follow the tracks and then find a body. Follow the tracks and find another body. So it was like one by one, something was chasing them down and killing them as they were running away. And it looked like they were like crushed. There was one in particular that looked like they were like, I think their like chest and like ribs were just kind of like caved in, where it looks like something like just smashed the shit out of them. And then a very common thing I hear about Sasquatch or Yeti in general is that animals or things they find things with like their eyes removed, tongues removed, very tender stuff removed that they think Sasquatch likes to eat. You know,
like what,
like the eyes and tongue and stuff like that. That's what it was with those kids. They found the eyes removed, they found the tongues removed. Yeah, sort of thing, like I think like the livers and stuff like that. Very, very tender stuff. Like Sasquatch has a very, you know, sensitive palate.
And you know, different places call him something different. He's called a skunk ape.
Yeah, skunk ape. I've heard that term before. Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot. I'm pretty sure there's some more too. There was one that's like the something bog. I can't remember. It's more of like a swamp creature, but it's pretty much just a Bigfoot that lives in a swamp. Like a swamp version of a Bigfoot. Maybe it's the creature of Boggy Creek or something like that. I saw a lot of accounts I hear say they have red eyes. I never really knew that so many accounts say they have red eyes. I don't know if that's maybe just a fear-based thing, or maybe the way the light reflects off their eyes or something. I found that to be odd.
That's very odd.
Super odd.
Well, we've come to the end. There's a lot of things that we can summarize, but I think what we need is to hear other people's experiences, for them to share your experiences with us. Click that, leave a voice message link in the podcast summary, and let us know what you've experienced, whether it is the great white monkey bat or Bigfoot or anything else out of the ordinary. We want to hear about it. And yes, if you got a suggestion about our new podcast name, let us know that too.
Yes, because we want to hear from you.
Right. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that should be it.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye.